entrepreneurship.
Part of the community. The next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
Michiganders know full well the effects of manufacturing's decline in this country. But a new report points out ways to ensure that manufacturing stays alive here. And with 1 in 7 workers in our state still employed in this sector, it's a challenge that we need to address. The report is called Making It in America, Revitalizing U.S. Manufacturing. It was released this month by the McKinsey Global Institute, a leading private sector think tank. It examines just what hurt manufacturing in the past and, more importantly, explores where it might go in the future. One of the lead authors is Katie George, a senior partner at McKinsey. Katie George is here now. Welcome to The Next Idea.
Thank you very much.
So we can look back at those not-so-distant decades when Michigan's economy rested on the bedrock of manufacturing, and we think about what the changing global economy combined with the Great Recession did to that. And your report really proves that between 1999 and 2016, Michigan lost one-third of its manufacturing jobs?
Yes, that's right. Although I would say also that Michigan was one of the fastest to rebound, thanks to Michigan's strengths in manufacturing, in particular in vehicles, which is a part of the manufacturing sector that really responds well to improved demand and improved economy overall.
And the report is very clear that despite that decline, manufacturing is very crucial to Michigan's economy. What areas are dominating manufacturing in our state now?
So in Michigan, first of all, the manufacturing sector is a full fifth of Michigan's economy. So even though we talk about the decline in manufacturing in Michigan and in the United States overall, Michigan is still a manufacturing powerhouse, as is the United States. The United States is the second largest manufacturing economy in the world. And Michigan is one of the real heartbeats of the American manufacturing sector. So manufacturing is a fifth of Michigan's economy, similar to the share that manufacturing plays in Germany's economy. And the strengths that Michigan has are first in vehicles and large kind of machinery industries, but also in things that we call regional processing, so food processing and other industries that really respond well to the local market.
So certainly it is something worth investing in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Michigan has real strengths in manufacturing. And as we think about the opportunity for revitalization of the U.S. manufacturing sector in general, Michigan's got to be a core part of that.
So let's talk about how Michigan can capture future opportunities in revitalizing its manufacturing segment. What are the main assets that Michigan has that can be used to really, give new life to manufacturing production?
Yeah, as part of our report, we did a review of state-by-state assets around manufacturing and strengths, and Michigan came up very strong. Particularly, Michigan has a very strong physical infrastructure. Michigan also has strong R&D, which we think will increasingly drive where manufacturing capital investments are made. And Michigan also has great access to markets. It's one of the leaders in exporting across the United States. So that combined with the strength in the automotive sector as well as in regional processing industries really is a fantastic backbone for future growth in manufacturing for the state.
And what could that mean to the future to increase manufacturing production? What could it mean in terms of dollars for the state's economy, Katie, and also new jobs?
Well, we did a modeling exercise to look at what we thought the potential for U.S. manufacturing overall and for Michigan specifically would be. And we estimated that for Michigan, it could be $30 billion more of GDP into the Michigan economy and 170,000 jobs.
Okay, that is worth fighting for. So what needs to happen in Michigan to make sure that manufacturing is viable in terms of state policymakers, business leaders, schools and colleges and universities?
There are really three things that are going to be critical to make manufacturing competitive in the future. The first is aggressive investment in new technologies. Industry 4.0 technologies, advanced automation and robotics, machine learning and other advanced analytics tools, digital manufacturing, all of these new technologies will be as big a revolution to the manufacturing economy as the assembly line was back in its day. And so it will be critical for Michigan firms to invest in these new technologies and to be cutting edge. In order to do so, the second big thing is to invest in the workforce. Right now, we don't have the skills in our workforce to actually fill even today's advanced manufacturing jobs. and the jobs that will be created in the future will require even more skill. So really developing the workforce in advanced manufacturing skills will be critical. And then the third thing I would say is to ensure that we are developing not just the large firms, but that the supply base overall, the small and medium firms, are coming along as well in terms of their access and use of new technologies and their access to skilled workers.
So these small to mid-sized firms just need more support.
Absolutely. One of the things we found is that even as U.S. manufacturing overall has declined, there's actually a segment of firms, the very largest ones, over $1 billion in revenue. Those large firms have continued to grow over 2% a year. So large firms are doing well, but the small and medium-sized manufacturers have been left behind. They have not been able to invest in new technologies. They have not been able to get skilled workers, and that becomes a really vicious cycle downward. It's dangerous, obviously, for that whole sector of the industry, and a lot of our employment is there. But it's also dangerous in that it means that even our large firms will be forced to go outside to find the suppliers that they need. So in order to really reinvigorate and strengthen our entire manufacturing sector, we have to make sure that the small and medium enterprises are coming along for the ride.
There's plenty of food for thought in this new report from the McKinsey Global Institute. Once again, it's titled Making It in America, Revitalizing U.S. Manufacturing. And we have put a link to this report on the stateside page at michiganradio.org so you can kind of dive in and really look at all the work that Katie George and her co-authors have done. Katie George is with the McKinsey Global Institute. And we want to thank you so much, Katie, for being with us on The Next Idea.
It's my pleasure.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.